Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach. Tough last three games. Your team's had to battle back from a deficit. What does your team need to do in order to keep that from happening here today?
Score first, Kelly. Yeah. How's that for an answer? But yeah, no question. It's always a challenge when you get behind. And then, you know, we talked about that today in our morning meeting. You know, obviously the game is such that you could find yourself in a one goal deficit. But the key is now how do you respond? It's really, really imperative that you respond and try to tie the game up as quick as you can, because if you get down two, now, you know, I've referred to Chase in the game. That's when you start to press. Now you start taking chances and the last three games that's what's happened. We've been down, you know, two, then three. And it's hard to play against at this level against teams and try to come back. But you know what? Girls got a positive attitude today. It's just it's a new day, a new opportunity. And let's, again, if we go out there and work hard and play for each other, then good things can happen.
Well, Providence definitely capitalized a couple times last night, just like Clarkson did a week ago. What does your defense need to do better?
You know, I don't know if there's any one thing. You know, again, watching the film, it's not like, Providence did not spend a lot of time in our zone. They had very few odd man rushes. It was just goal one, and we had a breakdown where our center was below the goal line extended, and so now our layering wasn't where it needed to be, and that allowed them to have an opening to make a play, and then credit them, their player made a nice play. And second one, same thing. We kind of had three players all around the puck, which is not what we want. The puck carrier, you know, she was able to pass it by all three. Now it was that we got outnumbered in front of our net. It looked like Kerrigan had it, but their player, you know, kind of speared the puck all at the same time and resulted in a tap-in goal for him. And, you know, the third one we had, the player kind of turned wide to the outside. In that case, Kerrigan just needed to be a little more aggressive and get out of her net. And, you know, the player made a good shot. So, you know, now you're down 3-0. Like I said, you're chasing the game. But, again, it wasn't like they were – spending a lot of time in our end or getting a lot of shots. It just seemed like, they capitalized on a mistake and the puck was in the net. And that's right now, it seems like that's happening a lot. But we have to eliminate those mistakes, spend as little time in our end as we can and get going the other way.
Hockey is a crazy game. You get that goal by Abby Haluska. It looks like the momentum's kind of turning and shifting into your direction. And then there's an issue with the ice and a delay. It's hard to not get frustrated over things that you can't control on the ice, is it?
Oh, exactly. And you can't control that. But it was a very fortuitous ice break for them because, yeah, we definitely had the momentum. I thought they looked tired towards the end of the second period. And I thought we were definitely pushing the issue in the third, scored the goal, had the momentum. And then, you know, it worked out for them that there was a pretty lengthy delay and they were able to kind of regroup, get rest was probably the main thing. But still, you know, they get kind of a fluky fourth goal, and that was kind of it.
You mentioned their tiredness. I noticed it, too, up in the press box. But they only have three lines of forwards going into this second game. Is that something that you see as an advantage to your team with four complete lines of forwards and three complete lines of defense?
Well, you know, I hope so. But, you know, we didn't play our fourth line regularly, but certainly every shift they get is one more than you know, one more. It's a rest for the other three lines that their groups are not getting. So, hopefully, we can see that to our advantage this over the next 60 minutes.
You guys are getting again more shots on goal than your opponent, not getting them in between the pipes. What needs to happen there?
Well, you know, the players realize it. You know, we're not going to get in there and get on them. You know, now they're going to start squeezing their sticks. You know, we're getting the opportunities. It's a matter of being a little more tenacious. I thought the one goal we got yesterday, we created some chaos around the net, and we talk a lot about that. You know, their goalie came up with some nice stops for them when she had to. But if we stay with it, those pucks will start going in.
I looked at the lineups today. Got Lauren Bench starting. What do you expect to see out of her?
Well, we need a good solid performance from our goalie. That's the bottom line. It's they realize it. They realize the importance of their position. Stop the stops stop all the stops you should. And if you can come up with a big one, it's just going to rally the whole team. And we talk about timing of saves being really, really important. To get a timely save would really boost the group boost the group's confidence. But again, we have to help them. Certainly, it'd be to our advantage to get a lead and play with the lead instead of chasing the game.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, I think it starts with winning battles. That's first and foremost, and that's all over the ice. You know, if we have that mentality, that's going to go a long way. And let's go out there with the idea we got to score first, and just have that attitude. We're gonna take care of business and get after it for 60 minutes.
Coach, good luck today. Go get that W.
Thanks, Kelly.